Oh, the weekend is here. Time to celebrate not just its arrival, but its coincidence with the beginning of a new month. And just in case we forget, here's Julie Andrews warming up to tell us.
Tra-la, it's May, the lusty month of May, that lovely month when everyone goes blissfully astray. Tra-la, it's here, that shocking time of year, when tons of wicked little thoughts merrily appear.
Whether your thoughts are wicked or pure is not our concern, but since it is the first Friday of the lusty month of May, it's time for the return of our First Friday Arts segment, celebrating all local events in the arts world, on stage or in galleries or out of doors in the month of May. It's all content from our listeners. We invite arts organizations to call in with their details of events coming up. If you would like to add to the list, well, it'll be a minute or two, but you can call 800-838-3760 once a phone line opens up, which it will right after we're done talking to our first guest, Livia Janice, representing the Rogue Valley Chorale this time. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, thank you, Jeffrey, on this beautiful, beautiful morning. Yes, I'm a member of the Rogue Valley Chorale right now, and we are presenting Cole, the music of Broadway icon Cole Porter. And boy, it's a litany of some of the best songs ever written. So in Love, Brush Up Your Shakespeare, Night and Day, Blow Gabriel, Blow, All Through the Night. Just incredible music by different soloists from the choir and from the chorale, and also the chorale doing some beautiful numbers. Even one is an arrangement by Kirby Shaw. And we are at the Criterion tomorrow, Saturday, May 4th at 7:30, and then Sunday, May 5th at 3 o'clock, and tickets are available at the Criterion box office.
Let's make sure we get a little Cole Porter in here. Here is the man himself singing Anything Goes.
Good offers too, who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. Anything goes.
Boy, the rhyming scheme and the triplets and just the ways he plays with both meter and melody and the words, of course. Not a lot of people like Cole Porter.
No, there weren't. I, you know, he was his generation, Stephen Sondheim, for those who don't know Cole Porter. I mean, the young man wrote 300 songs before he graduated college.
Wow.
Very, very prolific, and some of his lyrics were naughty. We're doing the nice ones. and we have a wonderful trio, Makiko Petrocelli on piano, and then we have Dave Miller on bass, and Teresa, and I'm going blank on her last name, on drums, but wonderful, wonderful trio, and Michael Morris is conducting us. It's just, it's so much fun. We had a dress rehearsal, and we're just all going around singing Cole Porter. What can I say?
So give us days and times again.
Sure. It's tomorrow, Saturday, May 4th at 7:30, Sunday, May 5th at 3 o'clock. And it's at the Criterion Theater at the Collier Center.
All right.
Music of Broadway icon Cole Porter.
The Rogue Valley Chorale. Livia Janice, always good to hear from you. Never know which organization you're going to be representing.
I know. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line open at 800-838-3760. As we turn to Ed White at the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be back with you. And it is the Repertory Singers offering their final concert of the season next weekend. It will be Saturday evening, May 11th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon, May 12th at 3 p.m. And this will be in Ashland at the Music Building on the Southern Oregon University campus. And by the way, a quick note about the Rogue Valley Chorale concert. The drummer that she couldn't remember the name of is Teresa McCoy, and she is one of the best jazz drummers in the entire valley. So that should be a marvelous concert as well.
That's a lovely gesture, too, for arts organizations to help each other there, Ed. I appreciate that.
The Repertory Singers, this is an all-classic concert. They are performing two masses with orchestral accompaniment. The first one is Beethoven's Mass in C Major, Opus 86. Beethoven had recently written his Third Symphony, the longest and most powerful symphony anyone had ever written by 1803. But this Mass is quite different in style, different from the style we normally associate with Beethoven. It's often quite soft and gentle. The other work is a Mass by Morten Lauridsen, written as a memorial for his mother, who had recently died. He called it Lux Aeterna, Eternal Light. Morten Lauritzen is a Pacific Northwest composer. He lives in the San Juan Islands off of the coast of Washington when he's not teaching at the University of Southern California. And like the Beethoven Mass, it is a quite gentle, tender work. He picked five movements in Latin, each of which includes a reference to the word light. So once again, these are two classical masses being performed next weekend, Saturday evening, May 11th, 7:30 p.m., Sunday afternoon, May 12th at 3 p.m., in Ashland at the Music Building on the SOU campus.
All right. Ed White from the Southern Oregon Rep Singers. Always good to hear from you. Thanks for joining us once again on First Friday Arts. Well, that phone line got taken up quickly. Here's Teresa at Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you so much. Happy spring.
Happy spring.
I think April showers did bring May flowers, for sure.
Indeed. What's going on at Shepherd's Dream tonight?
Well, we are already into the second month featuring the amazing, vibrant impressionism of Jessica Johnson. If you haven't had a chance to see her work, she's quite amazing. She's a young painter, but a fantastically vibrant, impressionistic, very reminiscent of the old masters. She actually settled in Italy when she was 18 and studied it, came back and decided to do oils, and we're really glad to have her. Joining us once again is one of our favorite acoustic guitarists, Coyote. If you haven't seen him working his guitar, that's always a good time as well. You know, we had a generous donation from Dagoba Chocolate. I don't know if you're familiar with that locally made dark chocolate.
I am,
but
yes.
It has chili in it, and it is fabulous. So we invite you to come down and sample that. You know, we always do a free drawing each month, and this month is no different. It's for a piece of art of Jessica's, and then we have a second drawing for a mystery Shepherd's Dream woolen product. So we're going to leave the doors open for you. We're going to have entertainment and a nice sampling of chocolate, and everybody from JPR is coming tonight, I heard.
Oh, well, that's news to me. It must be the people downstairs. The people upstairs weren't talking about.
Oh, I'm just hinting.
Oh, you're hinting. Okay, that's what it was. Thank you so much for calling, Teresa. That's Shepherd's Dream in Ashland on the plaza next to Martoli's Pizza,
yes.
Part of First Friday.
Maine.
What's that?
Thank you.
All right, take care. That leaves a phone line open at 800. No, not anymore. Wow, people grab those fast. Let's talk to Ellen at Ashland Artworks on Oak Street. Welcome to the First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm one of the 15 artists at Ashland Artworks, and tonight we are featuring Claudia Law. She is displaying her textile work. Her quilts were accepted by the prestigious American Quilters Society, and she also was the featured quilter for our local Mountain Star Quilters Guide show. And Claudia's art transcends both the boundaries between fine art and art quilts. And the second thing is that we are displaying kinder play art. Kindergartners from Walker Elementary School studied butterflies and then worked with our ceramic artist, Bonnie Morgan, to create butterfly relief sculptures. And we're going to be showing those off. So come and enjoy the art, the food, and music by Radio Flyers. And so that's Ashland Artworks tonight, 5 to 8. At 291 Oak Street.
291 Oak Street.
For this opportunity.
291 Oak Street is near what? Because there's a lot of Oak Street.
It's between the Armory and A Street.
Okay, that makes it easier. All right, so that's
and
Ashland.
We're five galleries in a garden setting, right to the creek.
All right, sounds fun. Ashland Artworks, thank you so much for calling Ellen to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We move now to Kristen at the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome back to First Friday Arts.
Good morning, and happy First Friday to you.
Happy First Friday.
We are so excited to invite families to come and discover the exciting world of the orchestra at the Rogue Valley Symphony's free Discovery Concert on Saturday, May 18th at the Criterion Theater in Medford. I want to stress the word free. Conductor Martin Micoot, narrator Robin Downward, and the musicians of the orchestra and the audience together will explore a fun mystery. The program is titled The Composer is Dead, which is a musical mystery based on the children's book by Lemony Snicket, who you might have heard of him.
Yeah.
He is the author of the best-selling series of Unfortunate Events. And the story is set to music, and it gives a tour of the instruments of the orchestra during this sort of whodunit mystery. And you can come at 1 p.m. when the doors open to explore our musical petting zoo for a hands-on experience with the instruments before the concert begins at 2 p.m. Again, the admission is free. It's on May 18th at the Criterion Theater in Medford. So 1 p.m. petting zoo, 2 p.m. concert. You can give us a call, but there's no need for reservations. But if you have questions, you can reach us at 541-708-6400.
708-6400?
That's right.
Okay. I love the idea of the petting zoo. This sounds like a real fun time for kids. So that's 1 p.m. on May 18th. The doors open at the Criterion Theater in Medford for the Rogue Valley Symphony.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. Always good to hear from
you.
It is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We turn now to Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It is a wonderful May. And opening at Liberty Arts on Friday, May the 10th, that's next Friday, with a reception from 5 till 7 p.m., and the show runs through June 14th, is a new exhibit called The Shape of Color. And it features four Bay Area artists, Carol Jenkins and Ellen Zucker, who have shown at the gallery before. They're joined by Sean Vales and Ned Axthelm. And in this new exhibit, the artists hope that people can see or will be able to see that the doesn't matter how abstract or recognizable the images may be, they're made up of the same visual building blocks. That's, in other words, the shapes of color. One artist tends to overlay small rectangles of color to build up the image of a face. Another uses horizontal and diagonal shapes to evoke the feeling of a landscape. And it's all very colorful and very contemporary. And an added plus is that Anne Johnson, the harpist, will be playing during the reception. It's absolutely wonderful music. And it's the first of the Wairika Art Hops of the 2019 season will be opening the same night in downtown Wairika. So there'll be lots going on to see and to do.
A busy night on May 10th, then.
Yes, and that's in Wairika, in downtown Wairika, 108 West Minor Street, and the show continues until June 14th.
Okay, Barbara, thank you for calling once again to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines now open at 800-838-3760, and we turn now to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Welcome back to First Friday Arts.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure, good to have you. You got Sherlock Holmes going on now, right?
Yes, we do. So we got Sherlock Holmes and the Sign of the Four plays till the end of this month. It closes on May 26th. And we have shows every day except Tuesdays right now. So we have, it's action adventure. It's five actors who play all of the different characters except for our Sherlock and our Watson, who were actually here for Baskerville. In the 2017 season when we did Baskerville in the fall. And so Matt Coe plays our Sherlock Holmes, and he was voted best actor off Broadway that year.
Huh?
So we brought him back to play Sherlock again. It's so much fun. There's puppetry, there's fight scenes, there's action-adventure, there's a boat chase. So you got to come see this.
Hold on. Your stage isn't that big. There's a boat chase?
There sure is.
Okay.
You got to come see how we do it.
You've definitely whetted my appetite for this now. Okay, so that closes May 26th, and then does the next show open in June, I presume?
It does, yes. Mamma Mia opens in June.
Okay, so we will talk to you in First Friday in June about what's coming up then. But The Sign of the Four at the Oregon Cabaret Theater now through May 26th. Valerie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, take care. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We turn now to Dan at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, good morning, Jeffrey. Happy May.
Happy May.
We are on tonight actually is the opening night of our current drama, which is The Gin Game. And it is a fantastic play, excuse me, by D.L. Coburn that swept through Broadway and PBS stations. It's a great show. It's been performed by some real notable actors and actresses. Mainly Jessica Tandy and Hugh Cronin made this very, very famous. And it's also Mary Tyler Moore and Dick Van Dyke. And we're following that trend, and we have brought the legendary local talent of Shirley Patton and Stuart Ryder. So So we're really excited. This is a really great, it's a real juicy drama that has just incredible acting in creating these real kind of complex characters. And it is just a fantastic show. So we're really excited about bringing this to the Valley.
And if, you know, I hesitate to tell people, you know, who Shirley Patton is, because she's so well known in the Ashland area, but she's also known to our radio audience because that is Shirley Patton, who does that As It Was correct. At the end of every second hour of the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, Shirley has been on the stage at OSF, Camelot, a lot of local theaters, and it's just, she's such a talent, and you know, we really enjoy when she comes back to Camelot to put a show for us. She's just such a incredible talent and such a classy woman. She really is a joy to work with.
She really is. I've worked with her on stage as well, so she's just a very, very gracious character and great to work with.
Absolutely.
So the Gin Game opens tonight and runs until when?
The 19th of May. It's a 3-week run, and it runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening performances and Sunday matinees. And if they want to come out to CamelotTheater.org, they can check out for tickets there or call the box office. It is a great show, and people will definitely enjoy seeing Shirley in this role.
Okay, the Gin Game at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Dan, thanks so much for joining us once again on First Friday Arts.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, a couple of phone lines open if you'd like to get in before the end of this First Friday Arts. We're getting close to the bottom of the hour. 800-838-3760 as we turn to Susan of the Collaborative Theater Project based in Medford. Hi, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Well, we called in because we wanted to tell you that this is the last 2 weekends of our incredible production of The Bridges of Madison County. It's a relatively new musical. It won the 2014 Tony Awards for Best Original Score and Best Orchestrations, and it's based on the famous novel of best-selling novel of Robert James Waller, and it is featuring Lauren Blair, who recently directed Beehive at the Cabaret, and Alex Boyles, who has been seen in a number of productions around town. And it's just the most beautiful score. We're really excited to present this to Rogue Valley audiences because it's the very first time it's been seen here. And we also have a new project that we're doing. We have a children's theater production called Bigger Than Life, which is on Saturday morning, May 4th, at 11 and at 2 p.m., just the one day only. And that is just a $5 admission for the Bigger Than Life series. And that's an introduction for children to theater, and it's an interactive theatrical experience, and it's American Tall Tales and Legends. And our main stage show runs through May 12th. We have performances Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee. And we have some special things happening for Mother's Day, May 12th. So we just like to encourage everybody to get a chance to see this incredible new musical.
And Collaborative Theater Project is in the Medford Center, pretty much right across from Tinseltown, isn't it?
We are. If you go and stand in the doorway of Cold Stone Creamery, you will be looking right at us. And we are relatively new. This is just the beginning of our third season. But we feel excited about the fact that we're bringing newer works to the Medford audience and to the Rogue Valley. So we have great musical directors and we have great talent, and we encourage everybody to give us a try. Our website is ctpmedford.org, and our phone number is 541-779-1055.
Okay, we'll make sure we link to you. ctpmedford.org will be up on our website before
Thank
noon today.
You.
All right, thanks so much for calling in.
Being new is just an interesting thing, getting things going, but we're just really proud of our quality. So thank you.
Well, congratulations, and thanks again for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange. Final call so far goes to Mike at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi there. How are you?
I know we're short on time. I'm doing great. A couple things happening in May for Brit. We don't start our concert series till June. There are lots of great shows to go check out. And our tickets go on sale to the general public on May 10th. That's a big day, so you can then order online at britfest.org. You can come stand in line at our office downtown in Medford, as many people do. But that's a big day for everybody because you can start buying tickets if you're not a member.
Okay, May 10th, the big day then for public sales for the summer concerts at Brit Festival.
Yeah, and we're kicking things off with Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, on June 13th. So check out the ticket lineup. We've got a lot of great shows this year, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, stamped in my head, BritFest.org.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling, Mike. Appreciate that. So it's time to call it good on another edition of First Friday Arts, and to take us out with another reminder of when we are, here, edited slightly, are Fleet Foxes from Seattle with 3rd of May.
Second sun, for the second time.